Steam locomotives are a thing of the past, but not everywhere. A trip to Eastern Nevada will show you a place still using those old engines, and you can even come here to not only ride the rails, but work for a railroad of old. The story is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In 1905, the area in and around Ely, Nevada began a boom thanks to copper mining. The number of people, trains, ore, and commerce was remarkable.
There were 36 passenger trains a day and 60 ore trains a day, plus a couple of freight trains. And so almost 100 trains a day coming and going. The shops were busy. The mine was busy. Nothing would stop the flow of copper to that mill and smelter.
Mark Bassett says mining was big business here until the late 1970s. By the early 80s, the railroad was to be shut down, and this town feared it would become one of Nevada's ghost towns. But residents had an idea for the Kennecott Company that owned the operation.
The community drops back, and they go back to Kennecott and say, you know what? You have no use for the railroad. Why don't you just give it to us? And Kennecott says yes.
In 1984, a foundation was formed to accept the railway, the trains, and 56-acre complex with 60 buildings, the original locomotives and cars. People travel to this remote part of the country to experience history and the present. Mark and his team work to recruit a new generation of talent to work on the railroad of old. They are doing quite well at that.
Our current master mechanic, who's now 30, started here when he was 15 as an intern. Our shop foreman started here with his grandfather when he was 7, and he's 21 now.
You can come ride the rails or take an extended turn at actually working here for a week or more. This is truly a one-of-a-kind experience, preserving a piece of history that made this a boomtown of the early 1900s. Traveling the countryside in Ely, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.